listen and make sure you listen to the halachas of the Mechama, like we'll soon see. The Marachi Mechama Rashi says, that means that there's a special shaita that used to go and tell them, Mi royal lachzer, who's fit to go back not to fight? Or Mi royal elach, who's fit to go fight? The chazer royal lachzer, whoever was fit to go back home has to go back home. Kagoyin, like the Pasuk says, Bona bayis, somebody build a new house. Or Benota Kermi just planted a vineyard. The Yerash Isher married, just got married. The Yerah of Yach Alevav, yeah, they also go back. That's what the Melech Meshuach Mechama now tells them. Divrei Marach Mechama means who is allowed to go fight and who has to return back. Now, Ma'weina, what does this Meshuach Mechama tell the Yam? Al Yerech Levavchem, don't be afraid. Don't let your heart go on you. Don't be soft. Al Tiru, don't be afraid. Yatech Mezuv Yatarzu. These are four different Lashonos of saying that when you go to Av Mechama, don't be afraid of the enemy. So Gemara says, "Kineged Arba Devarim." This is against the four things Shoyv Degachav Moisim that the Goyim do when they go to fight. Magifin, that are clapped together their shields, or Marian, and they blow their shofar, the horns. Tzavochim, they stand scream out as if to say they won. And Veroimsim, Veroimsim, that's the noise of the Susim. That the noise of the horses we had before. So Rashi says here that our Boaz Zorois, these four warnings, is Keneged our Boaz Devorim, is against these four things. They do it to scare the Klal Yisrael, to scare their enemies. Magifim Betrisim, they bang with their shields. Umariim Bekronos, they make a lot of noise with their horns. Vitzavochim Bekronos, they scream a lot. Vereimsim Betzolosusayim. Udaroisim, yeah. Avotzichzach Rovas, that's what they make noise with their swords. V'shefaz Kalaksin, and we had before, that a lot of army, Hein Ika Mechoma, that's the main part of the Mechoma. V'yenim Liayim, those things they don't do just to scare the enemy. Those things they need for the actual Mechoma itself. But these other four things, their main purpose is just to scare the enemy. So from this, the Pasuk has to warn us four times, don't be afraid of the Goyim. Then the Mishnah says that Plishtim Bov and its Chaynish of Goliath. They came with they relied on the force of Goliath, and he was killed. Gemara says now, Golas, Omer Reb Yechanon, Sha'omad Vigilu Ponlufne HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did Goliath do? He stood up and was making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Rashi says, Vigilu Ponim, an open face, means Bechutzpah. He was acting not nice, he was like Chutzpahdik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Viru lochem ish, that Goliath said, choose for yourself a man, v'yered eloi, and let him come down to me. So what does it mean, Viru lochem ish, v'yein ish yel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What he meant to say is, choose your God, choose your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Hashem ish mechama. That's what this chutzpahnik Goliath said. His Zom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that Hareini ma'pilo adei ben ish, I'm going to make him fall down the Yadish, the hands of David HaMelech. David, Shinem HaPosek says, the David Benish Afrosi Hazer. That David is called the Benish. That's what Hashem made him fall into. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Vishleisha Mekaimis in three places, Lokhtu Piv Liyosa Rosha. This Rosha Goliath, the way he spoke, he said bad things about himself. He made a bad mazel for himself alone. That he said, Echod was, Beru lochem ish, v'yered alai. Choose for yourself a man and let him come down against me. So Koporim, he said though, v'yered alai. Mashma, that he's going to win over me. So even though he didn't mean it, but he said that, let this person come down, that will rule over me. V'idach, what else did he say? He said, Em yuchol lochem iti v'ikoni. The goal said, send me down another person that could fight me and hit me. Now, Koponim, he said a lashon of v'hikoni, that he will hit me. Yeah. And the third place was the Komal of David. He said to David, Ha'kelev anoichi, ki ata bo alai b'makleis. Am I like a dog that you come to me with sticks? Like when he saw David coming to him, he thought it was a joke. Now, Koponim, he called himself a dog, which wasn't a good thing to do. He gave himself a bad mazel. David nami yomalei, David also said back to him, Ata bo lai b'cherev, b'chanis b'kidoin, that you're coming to fight me with a sword, with your shell, shields, with all your armory. But, and David's saying, I'm going to fight you b'shem Hashem. Abahod Amalek, and David said back, V'yonochi bo alecha b'shem Hashem tzavokos elokei marachos Yisrael, ashechi rafta. That I'm going to come to fight back against you with the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that you were making fun of. So after the Chur HaKash was, David also started off dead. So this Gemara says, no, David didn't start off dead. The Rashi says, V'yein zu psichas pelera, it is not called opening up your mouth for the bed. The Yomalei Atem bo limsho bi ayide dibur. David meant to say one statement, like, you want to rule over me with your dibur. That means nothing. And I'm going to come and rule over you with the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "Vayigash haplishti hishkin v'erev." That is, plishti the golas. He came in the morning, came at evening. Am Reb Yechonon k'tei levatla mikriyush mashachas v'yarvus. He was there to stop them, like from saying Krishna. He made a tumult there every morning and every evening. At the time when Klaisel was supposed to be saying Krishna, that's when Goliath came to make a tumult. Vayisiyatzev aboyim yoyim. It says he stood there for 40 days, Goliath. Some Rabbi Yechonon kineged aboyim yoyim shenitlu b'hem Torah, kineged the 40 days that Torah was given. So Rashi learned sheichru Torah l'skabol nitin l'kerach l'siyatzev. For 40 days the Torah was pushed off. The class will first receive the Torah 40 days later. So those 40 days was like an ichor of pushing away Zman that gave Goliath a power for 40 days at least to stand there and to scream. Then it says that Vayetze ish habeinayim mimachnas plishtim. This is Goliath. Goliath came out. It's called the Yetze ish habeinayim, the man of Benayim. Came out from the camps of plishtim. My Benayim, what does it mean, Benayim? Amarav Shemibuna Mikol Mum. He was pure of any blemish. He had no mum. Rashi's Mesukin and Manuka Mikol Mum Shakir. He looked beautiful, Golas. He had no mum, no bad spots on him. Ushmulama Benuni Shabakh. He was the middle one of his brothers. The Rebbe Shelo Yomar Shu Osik Binyan. He was built perfectly like a binyan, like a house. That's the way he was built. Wide and bottom and slanty up to the top. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Bar Meya Papi V'Chode Nanoi. What means to say is that Rashi says Ben Atarubis, like his mother was a big zayna. She lived with a lot of men. Shebo Harbe Anoshim Alimoy B'Lay Lachas. A lot of men lived with his mother one night. V'Nisabra Menechod, and she became pregnant from one. Nimtze Echod Aviv V'Kula Menafim. The one was his father, but there were 100 Menafim there. That the Golios Shemoiz, his name was called Golios, Migos, and he came from Gos. Toni Rav Yosef, Shehakel Doshin Es Imoy Kegas. What does it mean, Gos, like a vineyard? That means his mother was a Zoyna, all the men used to live with his mother, like you pressed down on grapes. Ksiv, it says here, Marois, Vekarina Marochus, and we read it Marochus. Why? Toni Rav Yosef, Shakol Herov Imoy. All the plishtim used to have znus, haro means go into his mother, tchilas bia, have haro with his mother. Ksiv, the pasuk says, harofa. Or ksiv orpa, says by Rus, that the second daughter-in-law was orpa, so sometimes the pasuk calls her with a hay, and sometimes it says with an ayin, orpa. So Rabbi Shmuel's machlokes. Chadam one says, hey rofa, shema. Her real name was called hey rofa, with a hay. V'loma nikra shmoi, orpa. Why was a name called Orpa? Sha'akil Orphan Oysom Yachreel. All the goyim they used to have znus with her from her back. Rashi Orphan Oysom had kira atzma kibahema. Ponim kineged Orif. They lived with her like an animal from the back. The Chadama one says no. Orpa Shema. That was a real name. V'loma nikra Shema Harofa. Why was the name called Harofa? Sha'akil Doshin Oysom Karifois. That all the men used to live with her and have znus with her, like harif, as Rashi says, chitin ketushin, like a crushed wheat. That's the way they used to crush her. The chen way, another pasuk says, v'tikach isha, the isha took, v'tifra shamasach apnei haber, she took the covering and threw on top of the pit, v'tishtach ole harifus, and she put on top of it harifus. See, also, loshen of harifus here means the chitin ketushin. The boy is saying, another pasuk gives me hoko. In tichtoy shes ovel, if you'll chop up like the ovel, b'machteshes p'toich harifos, b'ali. That you'll also chop up harifos, yilosh harifos, here goes by yazayna. Then it says, v'yes arboas elo yodul harpa. Orpah had four big children, four big sons, Degas and Gas. Vayiplu biyad Ovid. But at the end, they fell biyad Ovid of Yava Avodov. My Ninu, who were these four big sons that Orpah had? Omar Avchizda, Sof, Umodon, Golias, Vayishmi Benoit. His Golias' mother was Orpah. So she had these four children, four big children. Vayiplu biyad Dovid biyad Avodov, and he fell into the hands of Dovid and his Avodim. You see, the pasuk says Vateshek Orpah lechamoisa, that Vatishak, that Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, of a Barus Dovkabo, but Rus didn't just kiss her, Rus stayed with her. Nami. So Amar Rav Yitzchok, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Yovoyu b'nei ha-neshuka, that the children of Orpah, the Orpah only just kissed Noemi, Vayiplu b'yad b'nei ha-dvuka, and they'll fall into the hands of the b'nei ha-dvuka, the b'nei of Rus, which David came out from Rus. So Kitzur Goliath was given over to b'yad David. And start off with Orpah and Rus. Dorash Rav made a drash like this, B'ischar arba d'mois, sharidu Orpah ha-chamoisa, when the Chamoisa, when Noemi told Orpah, go away, so Orpah cried, let out four tears, but schus the four tears that she let out, is Ochsa v'yotzer menu abol giborim. She was zeichet to have these four type of children, that each one was a big gibor, a very strong person. She remember the pasuk says, v'atisenu koylam v'tifkenu, that she put out a voice and she started to cry. She cried more. Ksiv it says, chetz chaniyosoi, says that his chanisus, his sword, was like a chetz, like it was an arrow. The karinan eitz chanisus, we only call it a piece of wood. So Amar Rav Lezer, adayin lo yehagiyonu lechatzi shvachas shleisa rosha. That the pasuk did not even talk about half of the strength, the greatness of this golas. But why didn't we finish off saying more about him? Because mikan she'osu l'safet b'shvachas shal rishoyim. We're not allowed to say over shvach, praise about rishoyim. V'loy liftach beklal, I said, don't talk anything about him. The Torah says, the reason why we say a little bit at least is, l'yodi ha-shvach of David, to tell the greatness of David, that even though this Golas was such a great big bully, still David went and fought against him. So we say a little bit at least to show the greatness of David and Melech, how he went to fight against him. Then the Mishnah says that, b'nei amoin bo b'nischon ha-shoivich. Amoin came to fight with the kai of the power of Shoivich. So Rav says, Ksiv Shoivich, it was written Shoivich, or Ksiv Shoivich, it's also written Shoivich. The Shalom, what's his real name? So Gemara says, Rav u Shmuel, Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Chadama one says, Shoivich Shmoi. His real name was called Shoivich. V'loma nikra Shmoi Shoivich. Why do we call him like a Shoivich, like a bird nest? She'osu k'shoivich, he's made like the vice is very tall, like a shoivich, like a high bird nest, it's very high up. The Chadama once says, shoivich shmoi, no, that was his real name. V'loma nikra shmoi shoivich, why do they call him shoivich? She called her royo, he said, whoever used to see him, nishpach lefonek l'kitoin, would mamish fall apart, like an empty barrel of water. You pour out the barrel, nishpach lefonek l'kitoin, you empty out the pitcher. But they were afraid of him, he was so big. Ashposoi kekever, his ashpos, yomkyo, was like a kever, a grave, pasuach. And kulam giborim, they were all very strong. Rabbi Shmuel, v'yamlo, some say Ravami, Ravasi. Chadama one says it means that Meshosha zorkin chetz. At the time when the Shoivach used to throw an arrow, oisin ashpos, ashpos shechalolim. He would make mamish full of junkyards, full of chalolim, he would kill so many people. That's how strong and fierce he was. V'shematah, maybe you tell me, shumna v'kerev, that they were able to shoot the arrow very good. They're a big ume, they knew how to shoot well, not because they're so strong. Tamalaymana, the prophet says, kulam gibarim, they're all very strong. That's the reason why, because they're very strong. And still, Klayasor went against them. The Chadam once says like this, that v'shor shoysin sarcheichem, sarcheim, when he used to go to the base of Kisei, is oysin ashposa, ashposa shozevel, used to let a lot, at least to let a lot out. The Shemitah, maybe you tell me, if they shecholi mayinheim, because they are sick people, that's why. Not because they used to eat so much and so great and strong, because they are sick. Talmudim, on this, the Pasuk says, no, kulam gibarim, they're all very strong people. Sakam used to let out so much, because they used to eat and be so big. And Omar of Mori Shramit, from here we hear that Haiman the Nofer Ziblei is somebody that lets out a lot. You should know Choli Mayinu. It's a sickness. But that was the Havamina over here. Since they have so much Zebel, most probably they're sick. So Mori answers by them, it says that Yiburim. By a normal person, if he has to go a lot, it's a riot that he's sick. It's proof that he's sick. So Mori says, the Mayinah Kamina, what's the difference? Litrach Benavshay. To take care of himself. He should go to a doctor to take care that he shouldn't have to go so much. He's like sick, he has to realize it and get himself well. Pasuk says, Doaga Blei Vishishchenu. You have a lot of daig, a lot of worries, Yishchenu, get rid of it. So Rav Ami Rav Asi, Chadom Yishchenu Midaita, take it out of your mind. Stop, forget it out, don't think about it. The Chadom Yishchenu Lecherim. Talk it over with others. If you have a lot of problems, a lot of worries, so talk it over with others. That's the better answer. And this the Mishnah ends off as the Iyatem came. Klai Yisrael is not this way. We don't come with Bitzchuna Shavos of Adam, but we're coming with the Bitzchuna of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kol Kach Lama, what was so great about the Oren that we have to say the Oren was there? Bevnei Shashem v'chol kinuyov munachim b'yoren. Because Rashi says, Shashem v'chol kinuyov oimdim b'yoren. Hayotzim olam l'chama. But they went to have the Muhammad.